Okay. Check, check.
Yo, yo.
And we are back. Trappin' Chech. Shout out to Latin Will Music, Poppy Willow in the house. Dope interview.
Really? I liked it a lot.
This is episode 3. What has happened since episode 3? Bueno, Eastern Conference Finals was last night.
Oof, did you see that?
The man,
did you see that?
The man I hate most in the world, in the universe, did his thing, and somehow, some way, the stars aligned in his favor. And
did you sleep last night?
And I slept real well, actually. What about you, Joe?
Tell us what you hate about him.
I hate his hair.
Here she goes. She's gonna start hammering you, bro.
I hate his hair. I hate his press conference. I hate that he makes everything about him. Very egotistical. He's a big baby. I just, you know, but I can't hate on his game. You know, that's there. I don't like his character. That's really what I don't like.
Oh,
my. Oh, the part, I know which one. I know
yeah,
which one he likes.
You sure?
Which one he likes. The one where LeBron muffed.
No.
Yes, that was the, and then he just stood there, like kiss.
Nah, I like the part where Jason Tatum actually dunked on top of him.
Yeah, okay.
And made him, because there's a picture floating around the internet of Jason Tatum young and LeBron kind of sunning him because Jason Tatum is only 20 years old. And back, you know, I guess he and LeBron had a picture,
did
whatever.
Did you see the picture with LeBron and all the rings?
Did you see the stuff though from a 20-year-old to a grown ass man? Okay, that's what I saw. Moving along.
I saw it?
You was there?
It,
okay. Yeah. Encima de eso, today is the Western Conference Final. Chris Paul will not be playing.
Why?
So my money, because he has a pulled hamstring. Oh. So my money went to Golden State. I think the people and the NBA want another Golden State Cavaliers Finals. The only issue I have really is that now the narrative is going to be, oh, well, he doesn't have a team, so when he gets swept, that's what it was. So why do we want to see that? Why we want to get to the finals to see a whack finals?
What do you want
to
see?
I want to see Celtics Houston, just see something new and see some little more competitiveness. But we know what's going to happen now. If he wins, he did it all by himself. If he loses, he had no team.
And, like a LeBron hater to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just what that is. What else is going
How about
on?
Them Yankees.
They won today. Oh no, they lost today
against
Houston. I'm actually going to the game tomorrow. You just reminded me. I got to text the guy saying, "Yo, I'm going to the game."
Oh, does that mean I get to go too?
No. So
Por lo menos un hot dog de ahí obligado.
No, it's too expensive.
I just reminded you, B. You would have forgot. You would have been like cinco, who's not here today.
But
unfortunately,
but who we do have is my man DJ Lito from Burnside, a local celebrity, came through in the clutch, not like LeBron, actually kind of like LeBron.
Yo, why? And then, why?
And he did his thing, and he's here with us, man. So shout out DJ Lito. Clap it up.
You. Shout out to our producer, Brands. Get that right.
Also, DJ Lito, get ready, because we're about to get into our most favorite part and segment, which is Lit or Shit.
Gaga.
Currently, so much happened in the music industry this week, specifically in the hip-hop world. There is a beef. Yes, a beef. According to Jodeci, that means Guerbo. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what that.
Yeah, I was just in shock, bro.
But there is a beef between Pusha T.
I no longer have beef with anybody.
Infrared, throw that up. Pusha T and Drake. Pusha T put out Infrared. Pusha T just dropped his album Friday. Only 7 tracks, 21 minutes long. For anybody that ever thought that Kanye does not have production game no more, absolutely mistaken. Production was flawless on the album. It was amazing. Even though it's only 7 tracks, it's 7 amazing. So I'd rather 7 dope ones than 15 and 7 were good. He gave us quality over quantity. And the last track, Infrared, was a jab at Baby, Lil Wayne, and Drake, because he says Drake doesn't write his own things.
What do you like about Drake's?
Drake's response, the Doobie Freestyle, was dope. But let's check out... Let's check out the Pusha T song first. Let's hear a little bit about that so you guys could get, if you did not hear, you want to go to YouTube or something like that?
That's where he wants you to go.
Oh, you got it? Oh, so throw that on, DJ Lito. Throw on the infrared, but there it is. Let's hear some of this. These bars.
Pusha T.
By a guy.
The game's fucked up. Niggas beats is banging. Nigga, your hooks did. The lyric pinning equal to Trump's winning. The bigger question is how the Russians did it. It was written like Nas, but it came from Quentin. At the mercy of a game when the code is missing. When the CEO's blinded by the glow, it's different. Believe in myself and the code. sock puppets playing their roles and gimmick shit. Remember Will Smith won the first Grammy, and they ain't even recognize Hov until Annie. So I don't tap dance for the crackers and sing Manny, cause I'm bold to juggle these clothes and nose candy. Yeah, Ferrari my 40 and blew the candles out. Tom Brady, you niggas, I had to scramble out. They be riding these waves, I pulled my sandals out. Had they Latin my Grammy, I went the Spanish route. Oh, now it's okay to kill baby. Niggas looked at me crazy like I really killed a baby. Salute boss, cause the message was pure. You see what I see when you see Wayne on tour. Flash without the flyer. Another multi-platinum rapper trapped and can't retire. Niggas get exposed, I see the cracks and I'm the liar. Shit, I've been exposed, I took the crack and built the wire. Now who do you admire? Your rap songs are so trying my patience. The prices ain't real without inflation. I done flew it, I done grew it. Been a conduit. More than 9 bags on my bitches, I done blew it. See through it, but neck igloo it. Oblong, Espanola, eat to it. Let's even talk streaming issues and numbers. I'll ensure that you get in every gram from us.
Let's go to Drake's response.
What do you like about this one? What's your favorite part? Because everybody got a favorite part.
No, I mean, I like, he's, because this is the argument.
He got really political.
This is the argument I have with you about J. Cole. And there's so many more better albums and artists than J. Cole. And he made a reference to Nas when he says it was written.
He doesn't get the artistic aspect.
But, we're going to go to J. Cole later. But it was written, which is a Nas album, but this time by Quentin, which is supposedly Drake's ghostwriter's Quentin. So I like the metaphors. You got to know what's going on. It's not so in your face. Not just me saying diabolical molecule by Anita Totone. It's more me being a little more, you know, introspective and a little deeper thought.
A little bit more intelligent is what you're
talking about? Because you claim you guys so intelligent, but he didn't even know Desert Storm was in Iraq.
A lot of people don't know that.
Then they're dumb. You didn't know Desert Storm was in Iraq?
No, Brent.
Exactly. And if you because you know, again,
I knew it was there, but the thing is that I know a lot of intelligent people who just don't know that
then they're not intelligent. Then you're confused about what intelligence is.
So guys.
What yes.
I knew it was there.
Supposedly this beef was started since 2006.
Okay.
And this came out of nowhere. I'm like, why would Pusha T have beef with Drake? Like, me.
He just wants to call people out.
Not knowing the history, you know?
I didn't know the history. I don't know it was 2006, but he just wants to call people out.
But mind you, Pusha T had beef supposedly with Lil Wayne at first.
Yeah, they still have beef.
And Baby, I think it's over them wearing the Bape clothes on the King.
No. So I think that, if I remember correctly, this was a while ago, and don't want to be misquoted, but I believe that Pusha feels that Lil Wayne stole his style.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what that is. I believe that Chelo's car is being robbed at this very second, and that's what we hear in the hordes.
I think Frankie set it up.
I believe that currently there is no beef with Lil Wayne, and he has beef as well, Baby. Wayne.
Let's take a pause there. Play this shit right now.
Oh, this is the Drake Doopy freestyle, which is the response. So he gave him a hot. You gave him a hot line. He gave him a hot song. The audacity.
Okay. So you need to work with someone else on a couple of beats. What do you really think of the nigga that's making your beats? I done things for him I thought that he never would need. Father had to stretch his hands out and get it from me. I pop style for 30 hours and let him repeat. Now you popping up with the jokes, I'm dead, I'm asleep. I just left from over by y'all putting pen to the sheets. Tired of sitting quiet and helping my enemies eat. Keep getting temperature checks, they know that my head overheats. Don't know why the fuck you niggas listening, dead, I'm asleep. Must have had your infrared wrong, now your head in a beam. Y'all are the spitting image of whatever jealousy breeds. Don't push me when I'm an album on. You're not even top 5 as far as your label talent goes. You send shots, but I got a challenge. But I bring calicos.
I like all that.
I can never have a Virgil in my circle and hold him back because he makes me nervous.
nervous. I wanna see my brothers flourish to their higher purpose. You need this teachers and circus. I think it's good that now the teachers are learning. Yeah. Your brother said it was your cousin and him and you. So you don't rap what you did, you just rap what you knew. Don't be ashamed, there's plenty of niggas that do what you do. There's no malice in your heart, you unapproachable dude. Man, you might have sold a college kids, you might have been a but you act like you sold drugs for Escobar in the 80s. I had a microphone of yours, but then the signature faded. I think that pretty much resembles what's been happening lately. Please believe your demise will be televised. Yeah. And as for Q, man, I changed his life a couple times. Nigga was at Kroger working double time. Y'all acting like you made the boy when I was trying to help the guy. Yeah. Who gassed you to play with me? Man, you made this shit as easy as ABCs. Whoever's supposedly making me hits, but ain't got no hits, sound like they need me. My hooks did it, my lyrics did it, my spirit did it, I'm fearless with it, yeah. I really shouldn't have given you none of my time, cause you older than a nigga you running behind. Look, holler at me when you multi-million. I told you keep playing with my name and I'ma let it ring on you like a Junior Williams. I'm too resilient.
Okay, that's enough of that. And he sent it to him.
Bro.
Okay, so.
He told him he was going to shoot him before he shot him.
So, one thing I have to say is real rappers don't beef with Lil Pump. They beef with other real rappers. So I just want to throw that out there because your man J. Cole too beefing Lil Pump.
Did they go after J. Cole?
What? They went after J. Cole. Yeah, that was the whole beef. They were on some fuck J. Cole shit, so J. Cole responded. Okay, and guess what? Pusha T said, fuck Drake, and Drake responded. Spitters spit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's a side note to whatever.
I still don't know where this is coming from.
This is just a side note because that's your man.
You like to make a lot of
side notes.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can imagine your desk at work just full of this unnecessary sticky notes.
Yeah, a lot of sticky notes. A lot of sticky notes. But with that said, that was an amazing response. This is my whole.
Whoa.
Oh, Brands, easy. Easy. Somebody yo, you ain't no Latin Will, Papi Willow, ya tú sabes.
You already know.
Gracias por venir. Un placer siempre, mi hermano. Ya, we know where to reach you. Una vaina bien.
Pal de talento que está ahí.
Yes.
I love that talent right there, bro.
Okay, so yes. So I'm a Drake fan. I'm a Pusha T fan. I don't care about people's personal lives. I don't care if Kanye's crazy. I don't care. I just want music. And that's what these guys are doing right now. They're putting out music. I'm loving it. I like the competition. You know what I really like about Drake? I don't think Drake will ever be held in the regard he should be because of his personality and the fact that he's not really a hood dude. And I think real hip-hop fans, they take away points if you're not really a hood dude. But anytime somebody come at him, he go in.
I want to make a segment called
Well, I mean, that's the show.
No, but we need a personal segment.
Okay, I get hyped because that was fire. That was fire.
I honestly feel like Pusha T is living in the past.
Unbelievable. Like, you know,
he literally said he's sold more dope. Like, what are you?
Because that's what he raps about.
Okay, I understand.
He raps about selling dope.
Like, stop living in the past. That's why you stuck in the past. Like that's
what. Sounded like you sold drugs for Escobar, right?
Okay, but. I get it. He JK back dope. So this is where again I'm gonna throw in your man J. Cole. J. Cole does one thing really well, and so does Pusha T. Pusha T raps about what Charlamagne labeled was contemporary trap music. He raps trap for the older generation. Currently, the hustle is becoming a rapper. It's not being a hustler. So people like me that are a little older, I like hearing. Yes, I like hearing music. Yes, I like hearing music. Hold up,
bro.
I like.
Better.
Could I defend myself?
If we were, Jay Rompecara, bro.
We get it. You're old.
I'm just saying that Pusha T makes me want to get money.
Oh, bro, if we were in public school at the same time.
We were not, though. What year were you born? 89?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was born 84, so we weren't at the same time, bro.
No.
Early 80s. Transformers came out. We weren't.
Okay.
Maybe you took 5 years to finish high school. I didn't, my nigga. I don't know. There you go. Oof. El punto es, Pusha T.
He's like, if I don't got a cannon of jokes over here.
Pusha T makes music to get money to. Jim Jones, I thought he had the best album of the year next to this one so far because he makes inspiring music. I'd be in my car like, yeah, I don't get that from J. Cole. I can't. do a set to it. I can't get money to it. I don't want to tumbar nadie to it. I don't want to do anything illegal or legal to it. I just want to listen to it and be like, okay, let me grow out my dreads and not get a shape up. Like, that's not what I'm on, B. That's not what I'm on. And I like the guy. I just can't identify
with
him.
Which illustrates my point exactly. He's not understanding the artistic aspect of the damn album.
Oh, my God. It was regular, bro. But talk to me. But talk to me about... about that, about what we see here. Do we, is this lit? Are they both lit?
Oh, it's lit.
They both lit. They're both lit.
They both came at each other hard.
We're gonna see some beef now.
Some real beef. I hope nobody dies over this, because you know Frankie likes that.
Nah, because
you know what Frankie told me earlier. Frankie was like, "Yo, when Biggie died, you was 9. Why you gotta be talking about that?
You wasn't. You were. You was 9 though when Biggie died. You might have been 8.
But he likes that.
No, because
he's such a violent person.
Because we were having a beef on the chat. So for people that didn't know. He was trying to throw at me, and I always tell people, if you're gonna debate with Efraín Franklin Medina III, you gotta have your ducks in a row. You gotta have your ducks in a row.
Your ducks in a row.
My man came out with, "What pun was my neighbor? Ozuna was my neighbor. What does that mean? Like that means
because you said you grew up on music. Like if I didn't,
I'm just saying that. All right.
That's
okay.
What you said.
Okay.
You said
okay. Okay. Have a question. This is gonna go lejo. We're probably gonna have to edit this because it's gonna get some questions.
We're gonna cut it out because the next thing that we have to go to. Is actually.
Oh yes, no. Your man. He doesn't double down. He backpedals. Now after he dissed homeboy, he wants to have an interview with him and sun him, and then he wants to be like the half fake teacher where it's like, no, you know what? You're really smarter than I took you for. No, you're not. The kid sounds dumb. Mm-hmm. Straight up, the kid sounds.
Didn't he have him on like tour with him or something?
No.
No, like he didn't like appear in the show.
No, the whole thing started that Lil Pump and his fan base started this fuck J. Cole thing, whatever. So it started in this record. It's like a recording studio in California.
Did
that also
you hear the first track to the album?
I heard the whole album a bunch of times, bro.
I think that first not to cut you off because I wonder. I'm
yo, bro. If your debate is gonna be you don't understand it, then you gotta get some more ducks, bro. Because it's not gonna work with me. I can name you 55 albums. All right.
Old guy. That's not what I'm saying. You need a hearing aid now. When is that Social Security coming through? You know I was going to call the accessory for this nigga early. Yo.
You're beating around the bush.
My thing is this. We're going to get to that. But my thing is this. I think everything that you need the answers to as in reference to what you really think about J. Cole is in his first and last track.
The last track where he gets that Lil Pump, a guy that can't defend himself.
Okay. Okay.
He don't come at right. No Kendrick like that.
Okay. Cause you think
he don't come at no real rappers. He don't come at no real rappers like that. Kendrick be calling people out. Drake
so
be calling people
to
out.
So then listen to the first track, bro.
That he doesn't have to. I don't have to because I'm above that. Shut up. Right? You sound soft. You sound soft. Cop and please, my nigga. You a spit or spit.
No. You want to know what? LeBron hater talk. Play that song. Yeah.
LeBron don't got a shape up either.
I like how mad he gets, bro.
I do.
Because he's so gullible. I get to him fast.
This is passion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is passion. This isn't hate. This is passion. I'm not inviting a guy just dissed to my house to have an interview, but okay, whatever. Oh, no, you really are smarter. No, he's awesome. You really are smarter. No, the kid is dumb, bro. My bad. I mean, this is an hour long. Are we really going to watch the interview? It's an hour long. I think we could. What? Yeah, we don't have to see the whole interview. I could watch the interview.
If you haven't seen the interview, I think there's the interview.
Poor kid. This kid's Colombian, by the way. He's Colombian, by the way. Lil Pump. What does that mean? That means, like, I don't know. If he was in Colombia, ellos le hacen una vaina a ese pelo.
Bro, I really like what J. Cole did as far as inviting him over for it. You want to know why? You can fall asleep, but fall asleep on this.
Showing maturity. Let me diss a kid that's half my age, then invite him to me, then on top of the interview, I'm gonna agree with everything he says, even though it sounds stupid. If the kid was like, "Yeah, I had problems with my stepdad," why he did it? Because he wants to look like the bigger person. It's like you already were the bigger person, bro. You got at this kid who can't defend himself, who's half your age, who doesn't have the talent you have.
So you feel like he bullied
him. Do I feel like? I feel like we shouldn't get him, give him extra points for going at Little Pump.
Okay, can't this be his way of saying sorry in a way?
Maybe.
Is that not showing maturity? Can we move on with the? Can we?
If that's what you wanted to hear, then yeah, okay.
I almost dropped the mic on this.
If that's what you wanted to hear, then okay.
I almost dropped the mic on this.
He shows maturity.
You don't want to put it that way, Frankie. Why you hate LeBron so much, bro?
I told you why I hate LeBron. I told you it's not because of his game. It's because of his character.
Yo, coming up right now, we have a dope interview. We have a dope interview coming up with Latin Will. And we have a dope interview coming up. It's the same interview with Papi Willow.
Latin Will, Papi Willow.
They're actually going to be talking about their latest project, the transition, because there's a lot of producers that are going from producer to artist, to their own artist. Special shout out, in my opinion, to Outcover, which
Word.
I personally got to witness the transition from artist from producer to artist. So you might want to stick around for that one. That's going to be good.
Dope. Jodeci, we haven't heard from you much. I don't like that.
I like the questions that she asked, Papi Willow. Did you see that? ¿Quién es que te tiene loca?
Yo, my man, you're messing up the timeline. You're like a X-Men movie, bro. Yeah. we just already established that interview comes now. Uh-huh. So she hasn't asked the questions yet. I want to know, Joe, did you see this interview?
I glimpsed it. I heard about it, but I didn't.
Okay, so this is my thought on that whole generation. We're living in a world currently where people feel that they have to be something they're not, to the point that they're afraid to be in their old skin. Little Tay, Little Pump, he sounds totally different and submissive than he be talking on his trolling. He admits, nah, I was just trolling. So it's like, bro, we're teaching people that in order to come up in the world,
you gotta troll
and hate on people. I just hate because that's my opinion. I'm not about to go on my Instagram. I'm not about to go on Instagram and look like a hater on some, yo, J. Cole, your dreads are corny, bro. Your t-shirt, it's corny. I'm not about to do
so
that.
So pretty much, you don't want to.
He doesn't troll, but he'll be trolls.
All right.
I give my opinion, and that's why the show is on, is we critique.
So pretty much you want to be the person that is.
I want him to be him. I don't think that's him.
Okay, so you don't want to be the person commenting under LeBron's.
Nah, that's corny.
Having arguments with other people.
I'm the type of person that if I see LeBron, I'm give him a half dap. Like,
you don't want a picture.
I don't want a picture.
You don't want a picture.
I'm not going to be corny. Like, if he passes me next to me, I'm not going to be that. Nah, I don't want the picture.
Other than him, Little Tay, do you think is promoting
that whole generation, bro? It's sad. I watched this interview and that looked like a scared kid to me. That looked like a kid that's afraid to be himself. And the same with Little Tay. I watched the Little Tay interview, which her mom got fired from her job because of the whole thing with her daughter putting up videos and this and the third. We're living in a generation that we're teaching kids. Like, even my son hits me up. Why don't we have a Lambo? This and the third. Like,
really?
I swear to God, because he sees videos of little kids driving Lambos. So it's like everything's a competition. Everything's what you're supposed to be instead of what you are. And I just wanted to segue into that because that's bigger than this interview, but that's what I got from this interview. That kid doesn't want to be Little Pump. He wants to be Alberto, whatever the hell his name is, because he's Colombian. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't know even how. He almost felt scared talking to a J. Cole who's very submissive. And one thing I give J. Cole, that when I used to work in La Marina, he used to come through. He was like a regular person. So that much, he is who he says he is, and that much I give him. But I don't want to see an old T-shirt. On a rapper.
So what about he?
I want to see new T-shirts on rappers.
What about he wanted to intimidate him? Like, you don't have to act this way.
I think that's what this the whole.
Like, you don't have to
was.
Act this way, and you don't have to troll. To
I
be.
I think J. Cole stepped back and was like, "Yo, instead of bashing this kid, I think I should actually like, do something about the problem."
But keep it 100 with him. Don't say. You know what? You're way more intelligent than I took you. No, he's not. That kid needs school. Tell him, yo, my brother,
bro,
you need to go back to school.
A lot of these artists. Need
but that's why, because they can make $1 million when they're 15. Why am I going to go to school for? That's what we're showing society. When we were younger, and I think that's bullshit too. I think that's all business, was that for you to be a success, you had to go to college, you had to go, or else you're not going to be a success. That was a lie too. Mm-hmm. One person that influenced my whole train of thought was Kanye West. That's why I'm a big fan of him, because when I want to be an artist my whole life, but I feel, oh, I was told my whole life, well, that could be a plan B, but no. These people are showing that plan A could work because you could do it yourself. So when he dropped College Dropout, you mean I could drop out of college and still be a success? Like, I really took that to heart. So I get his point, which is like, why do I got to go to college for? Like, I got more money than a dude that's in college right now, and I'm 16. It's for your own good, my brother, because you sound like you need some intelligence. And then what you're going to do is raise another person, más bruto que tú.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
No. I agree. For the first time, I actually agree. I agree with Frankie. But I think that J. Cole did this to at least start guiding the youth. Okay. You don't know, like... Like, yeah, we could troll J. Cole and, oh, how you diss a dude and then want to interview him. What I'm saying is probably Jay took a step back and was like, yo, we got to do something. Instead of talking about what's the problem, he's taking action on it.
I give him that. I just wish he would walk like in like a march or something like that and just put a record out on wax. Like, everybody's so quick to put stuff on social media, on Alabama. But nobody ever actually takes action, which is like go out and protest. You know what I'm saying? Like, go out and do.
T.I. does that.
Oh, no, but T.I.'s a real. Say, Coyne about to do what T.I. do. Like, my man be in jail. Like, whatever. Like, we could go to jail.
Right.
He ain't on that.
He's not that well. You don't.
And
know
I get it.
He could support something, but he can't be like, yo, I can't put myself in that position. I'm not saying that I don't support. And you could probably turn around and say, well, then you're really not a full supporter. But the thing is that it's probably some.
One is more gangster than the other. Yeah, that's what that is. But my man, this is my problem too. Back in the day, because he's one of the conscious rappers, right? That's what your argument is?
No.
Okay, so back in the day, the conscious rappers looked dope. They looked fresh. They wore chains. My man, he got the old Bull sweater that I had when I was in the fifth grade. I get it. That's his flow. Why I got to be like that? Because I want people that my definition of a rapper is Jay-Z. He got to look like Jay-Z. He got to look like Nas. If he don't, I can't get with him. Because me and this dude are the same age, so I'm looking at him like, that's
but
not.
That's your opinion.
That is my opinion. I don't want a no shape up on an album cover. You got to get a shape up before you
do
your album cover.
What do you feel about Bad Bunny? Because Bad Bunny, they don't flow.
You know that I'm kind of gay for Bad Bunny. Like, you know that that's my dude. Like, you know that.
You got beef with Bad Bunny.
No, I love that. I think he's
because the penis, according to.
Oh no!
You got beef for
I don't
Bad
want
Bunny.
Beef for Bad Bunny.
No,
I think that dude is amazing, bro. I get hyped. Like, I break tapes of Bad Bunny. Like, I think that dude is amazing, and he's his own style, and it's like, yeah, he's not that. He gets a shape up. He does the Desenios. He does the Bad Bunny baby. He did the Desenios, and he got his own flow and his own thing. But he's a chamaquito, so le luce. You know what I'm saying?
I have a question. Let's say your nephew came looking like this.
No, I have no problem with him looking like that. What I have a problem with is like them be that all day. Because I used to go to school with a do-rag on and they'd be like, you can't wear that. No, this is me. Like, I'm about that. I've lost my job. I've lost whatever I had to do to be me. This dude is just that for IG. This dude is that for IG, but then in this interview,
he was that thing in school.
I was on that, but I'm not trying to say that I was a tigre, but I'm gonna be me all day long.
This dude,
I'm still me. Obviously, we still here. This dude in this interview, he was like, nah, you know, whatever. Like, my dad was mad because I would smoke weed in the house. Like, yeah, anybody's dad will be mad. So you had a rough childhood because your dad wanted to hit you, your stepdad, because he went to a house smelling weed? Cualquier, ni me ocurre, like to be in my house with puffing and all.
Like he
but he's mad because he had a hard life because his stepdad wanted to mess him up every time he came to the house and homeboy was doing nothing, fumando en la casa. Eso es la mentalidad de una gente atrasado and a generation that doesn't realize that yeah, you can smoke all the weed you want.
You see him? That's how I see you sometimes.
You see what I'm saying? Like, yo,
I can't lose that comedic touch, bro.
Yo, this is what I'm saying. Your ducks are never in a row, bro. When all else fails, you go to some insult or some joke.
All I want to do is stay here and smoke weed. You see how he's seeing him? That's how I see him when he makes
it. What, that I'm hard-headed? We know I'm hard-headed. Anybody could tell you that shit. But at the end of the day, I'm me, and at least you know what you're getting.
Yo te quiero de gratis, Frankie.
Pero este tigre,
I don't know, because my dad, he used to come to the house, and I was smoking weed, and he wanted to hit me, so I pulled the strap on him.
I pulled the strap on him because he was mad because my house smelled like weed. El tigre está pagando los
biles. Like I was saying, I agree with that whole thing because I feel like my brother's going down that path. I got a little brother.
Bro.
Dude just turned 18, and I feel like he's headed down that path. And the only reason why I think he's headed down that path is because of shit like this.
And I'm trying to tell you that I know I always bring up the age in it, but it's just like a different... To this day, I'm a grown-ass man, and there's things I don't do in front of my grandmother's window. I could do whatever I pay all the bills.
I like that.
Pero esta gente, yeah. I'm mad because why are you mad that I'm puffing weed in the house?
No, I do agree.
Like, what do you want, bro?
Like, there's certain teenagers that they feel like they could bring their girlfriend that's only 16 into the house. Like, for instance, I was never allowed to go sleep over my boyfriend's house.
Yeah, my gente, like, I was just sitting.
Allowed to have a boyfriend until like I was 19. Like, I mean, yeah.
My aunt.
So I don't understand how these little girls are allowed, and then that causes internet. A lot of teen
internet has allowed too much. The iPhone allows too much. You know, tell them, DJ Lito. DJ Lito's 23.
You know what happened, bro? Social media
has allowed too much.
Social media allowed irrelevant people
to become.
And I don't say that with any disrespect, but what I'm talking about is. This type of stuff for our youth is irrelevant. It should be irrelevant.
Should be, but again,
it's
again.
Not because of social media.
If you grew up with it, it's normal.
It was a setup from the beginning.
It's the beginning.
This is a ticking time bomb. Then in the few
you think Mark Zuckerberg and all that, when he invented the Facebook, he didn't know that, like, what the consequence, but he's like, he wanted money. He's like, I'm going to become a rich.
Like, I'm going to put these people, I'm going to kill them, literally. I'm going to put their lives at stake.
But I'm going to be a billionaire.
And
that's the truth, bro. Because when my son, who's 9, is talking to me about, Little Tay really got that money? Or she's flexing for front? And like, why are you worried about that at 9 if she's really got the money or if that's really her Lambo? Or not? No, because he's hearing that all day.
There's a lot of little kids that are on YouTube. And other babies watch them play with toys. Like,
he watches guys play video games all day long.
You know who I like?
Dan TDM. I hate that nigga.
No, you know who I like? Little Tank.
That's who?
The yodeling boy. The Walmart boy.
Oh.
Did you see how he used social media? The very weapon that's killing our youth. He took that and said, I'm going to promote country music. And he started yodeling in a Walmart store. That kid is genius.
Al final.
Oh.
The skin flute?
That was a real, like, viral video. Like, he didn't have anybody recording. Somebody was recording him and put it up, and then it got big. And then people just started calling him, and now he's the yodeling kid from Walmart.
Now, if he would have been, or who, it's his grandmother that's managing him. She made the right moves for him because she could have turned around depending on what her mentality was. I don't want my grandchild mixed in this nonsense. In the social media and all that.
No.
And they took the very thing.
They want to pimp their kids. They want to pimp their kids. I'm going to be honest. Probably if Marvin becomes viral, I'm going to have to pimp him too. Excusa, man. I know his mother's probably going to hear this and be like, no. But al final, bro. Little Tay's mom got fired from her job and she don't care.
The kid is going to grow up to take it. He's retiring his parents.
That's what that is.
My little sister's 8, and I'm like, go on Musical.ly, start doing videos, go on YouTube. Like, I'm pushing her because I'm like, yo, we gotta be rich, we gotta do something.
But that's the point.
But positive vibes.
But the whole I gotta be rich takes away from goals and creativity. No. Like, on some serious, when your goal is I want to be rich, you already messed up, and I think that's why I messed up in life. No, not even that. You wanna just achieve your goals. Whatever your passions are, you wanna continue them and money comes with it. But I think even me, I messed up in life because I was like, man, I'm in the studio all day, but this don't make me no money. At the time, maybe if I would have sacrificed a little bit of time and energy and really gone for it, it would have. But I was too worried about making money right there. These kids just wanna be rich, however they gotta get it the fastest way.
If you start doing it for the money,
you already messed up? You're gonna already messed up. Like when I did porn.
You have to have the money behind you.
Yeah. You have some type of money.
You have to have
But this kid didn't have no money no more. Not anymore. You can put.
I think ATM, the song ATM, takes care of this topic.
Oh God, here we go.
But we're such LeBron and J. Cole haters around here that we won't take the time to listen to the artistic aspect.
Well,
on that note, preaching right here, son.
On that note, let's thank everybody for coming through. Let's thank DJ Lizzo.
He likes to shut it down.
I don't got no more to say about the dude. I don't like his style. Like, I have to like your style. I don't like his style. I paid to see him in concert twice. The kid is dope, but he's not that dope.
So, Cinco, I hope you have fun on your vacation.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to none of your party, bro.
Unbelievable.
I hope you have fun on your vacation.
Yo, Dios resuelve todo because mandó DJ Lito de una vez. Brands figured it out. We good. Like, we got things done.
He sounds like he's dismissing Cinco.
No, never. Whoa, yo, what are we gonna edit?
That sounded a little dismissive.
Yeah,
that sounded a little dismissive.
No, I just hold up, don't start none of that on camera. Like that's you see, that's your generation again. That's what I'm talking about. That's your generation again. You start beef and then you back out.
Yo, but don't you like that?
Mete la pata entera, si lo va a meter, mete la pata entera.
Didn't I do that?
Don't be like, don't be doing this. Don't be no.
We
resolve problems. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Just know we handle it and we did all amazing.
Okay, and amen. Shout out to DJ Lito, Burnside's finest, Latin Will. Okay. Yes, please.
Yeah, y'all can find me at The Real DJ Lito on Instagram or Snapchat, The Real DJ Lito. Social medias. I don't do Facebook. That's already garbage.
Oh, because he knew he was
Snapchat, like, Instagram is where to find me.
Yeah.
You can book me. I got my manager. Let me know.
Yeah. Shout out to Latin Will, amazing producer. Now amazing. Papi Willow, El Borivino rompió. And I mean, that's pretty much it. Trapping Checha, Jodeci, Chelo, the producer.
Brandy.
His father was a drunk, named him Brandy. And
that's why he took away the Y and put the Z.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know. And I'm Frank Alito. Let's end this with a nice little mix. Push a T album if you haven't heard it. Styles P album. Oh, ASAP Rocky put out an album. Nobody's showing him any love. I gotta sit down and listen to it before we critique next week. Nah, come on. Come on, Brands.
Check. All right, you already know, guys. We're here for the Trap and Checha Show, Episode 3. It's a special honor to have my boy Latin Will Music. Not just him, another special guest. Papi Willow is in the house también. You already know what it is. We're here with the guys, Jodeci, my man Chelo, the comedian, and our special guest DJ Lito from Burnside, a homegrown. Ooh. Clap it up. You already know. So without further ado, vamos a traer Latin Will Music y Papi Willow. Chelo, take it away.
Bueno, señores, gracias por venir otra vez, como fieles que son, to the Trap and Checha Show. Today, we have special guests.
Who wants to take a guess of who the special guest is today? Tell me, Jake.
Papi Willow.
Oof. Papi Willow's here? I want it. Oh, está aquí. What's going on? Y también tenemos, introduce.
Latin Will.
So we got Papi Willow and Latin Will. How are you guys today?
We're good.
¿Cómo están hoy?
No, sigue.
Estamos bien, gracias a Dios. Estamos bien trabajando.
So I was getting a little feedback, and I heard through the grapevine that you were a producer at one point.
Yes.
¿Y cómo pasó eso, the transaction from producer to artist?
Bueno, yo comencé como artista hace muchos años. Yo bailaba en grupo de merengue, tocaba con el chaval de la bachata, duró un tiempo con el chaval, con Raulín Rodríguez, hice gira tocando con ellos como baterita y corita. Y me entré a la producción después que nació mi primera hija, y fue como que yo quería estar en esos momentos especiales, con ver mi hija crecer. Uh-huh. Y ahí fue que me entré más a la producción. y me eché para acá, me eché para atrás un poquito de ser artista. Pero siempre estaban en mí. Yo siempre quería ser artista.
Siempre. Pero ¿por qué es que quería ser artista? Like, what drove you to be an artist? Like, was that something that siempre querías hacer? Or is it just something where it was like, I have to be that and I can't fail?
No, para mí no tanto es I have to be it. Fue una cosa que como que nací, me entraron a este mundo desde pequeña edad. Mi papá...
tú naciste,
padre. Nací como entre la música. Yo soy, mi apellido es Villalona. Nosotros somos una sola mata. Fernandito y yo nos conocimos y fue una química especial. Yo iba a hacer arreglos musicales, pero nunca nos pudimos conectar, pero somos familia de la misma mata.
Ya.
Yeah. Pero con todo el perdón, Fernandito, no te ofendas, pero nunca usé el nombre Villalona por miedo a que, tú sabes, otro Villalona que está tratando de... Y yo siempre tenía mi apodo y todavía estamos aquí. Me llamaban otro nombre, ahora me llaman Latin Will.
Latin Will. ¿Cómo salió Latin Will? El nombre de Latin Will.
Yo trabajaba en una barbería, yo era barbero. Yo comencé como barbero a pequeña edad porque quería ser independiente desde uh-huh. pequeño, porque yo dije, comencé a tocar güira a los 12 años, dije, ¿cómo yo voy a poder tocar güira y mantenerme? Y desde los 12 años hice master plan, comencé a recortar a todos los hermanos míos, iban para la escuela con los recortes doblados, ¿no? y torcido, muchachos, el hermanito mío iba contento para la escuela, pero eso fue el plan fue hacer eso para poder hacer mi música independientemente, sin tener jefe, y eso fue de pequeña edad, y arranqué de ahí. ¿Qué fue la... Perdón, que me perdí. A veces me voy.
Your latest project, tu último sencillo, ¿cuál es el nombre?
Mi sencillo como artista ahora mismo...
¿Es tu primer sencillo?
Mi primer sencillo oficial. Tiré dos sencillos. Uno para contenido. Y gracias a Dios, porque me estaban pidiendo contenido, el público, muchos fanáticos me estaban mandando mensajes que querían escuchar más música mía. Y antes de 2 semanas antes de yo sacar el tema de promoción, decidí de lanzar otro tema para los fanáticos. Y ese tema le acabo de hacer el video este fin de semana que pasó. Mm. Se llama Dame un Beso. Pero ahora yo estoy promocionando el sencillo oficial, que vamos a hacer el video ahora con featuring Papi Willow.
¿Y cuál se llama ese?
Imaginándote.
Ok, Papi Willow, ¿cómo es que conociste a este caballero aquí?
Ahora sí, gracias por la oportunidad. Ahora sí, mi introducción.
Sí.
Mira, Latin Will, wow. Es una historia que no se puede contar así, porque es muy larga, porque es muy larga. Ajá. Pero sí, en algún momento se van a enterar de toda la historia, pero sí, con Latin Will me conocí, me di a conocer como artista. A veces los artistas se tienen que encontrar. Y, uh-huh. y con Latin Will me encontré, no sé. Hicimos la primera canción, ¿te acuerdas? Fue un mambo. un mambo nuestra primera canción. Que yo no soy nadie artista de mambo. No sé por qué un mambo nos unió y esa fue la canción, ¿verdad? Que estábamos buscando una producción de mambo, era, ¿verdad?
De merengue, como de merengue mambo.
Sí, y empezamos con un mambo y, hacho, después para allá hicimos un mixtape, ese mixtape se pegó en Ecuador y nos fuimos.
O sea,
y,
ustedes tienen historia,
hacho,
ahí.
Sí.
Bueno, háblame de Imaginándote.
Imaginándote es un tema de Latin Will, featuring Papi Willow, tú sabes. Latin Will me dijo, Willow, te necesito aquí, ¿y cómo le voy a decir que no? Claro que sí, vamos para allá. Y nada, pronto va a salir video. Latin Will está más informado que yo porque es el tema de él y él está cuadrando videos, van cuadrando todo, ¿me entiendes? Pero creo que el video viene por ahí. Ya el tema salió, está en YouTube, lo puedes conseguir en todas las plataformas digitales, también está. Así que esperen más canciones.
Producer, y después hacer artista.
No, sí, se le apoya, seguro que sí, se le apoya. Yo lo quisiera más de productor porque me conviene más. me conviene más, pero...
Vamos a coger un segundo y vamos a oír la canción, ¿ok?
Sí, seguro
que
sí.
Música, maestro.
Papi Willow.
Imaginándote. I think that's a hit, bro. That's a hit.
Oh, thank you. Hey. Thank you.
I like it, but I have a question.
Dime.
Who are you imagining on your bed?
Ooh. ¿Tú sabes lo que ella preguntó, man?
Ay.
Es que quién es que tú imaginas. Uf. Eso es muy coño tu pregunta, ¿eh?
Eso es. Eso,
I'm curious.
Eso fue un.
Why are you blushing?
No, no, eso fue en el momento.
En el momento.
Ese fue el momento.
Why are you blushing for?
No, yo no quisiera hablar de eso, pero eso fue. No, eso fue en el momento que.
There's gonna be a lot of women that wants to answer the question.
Él no puede hablar de eso.
Okay,
el álbum se llama La Carta. So, el álbum va desde el intro hasta este momento que yo he escrito mis canciones. Tú vas a escuchar una historia, lo que pasó en mi vida.
Like the concept, I really do.
Gracias.
I want to know, it's like a book.
Es una carta, it's a letter.
Básicamente, el álbum mío, no fue ni planeado, pero lo que yo pasé en la experiencia de mi vida, yo lo puse en mi música y está funcionando. Y me siento ahora bien, súper bien, que tengo el apoyo de mi hermano y de mi otro colega que me están apoyando en esta jornada.
El oscuro trae la luz.
Uh-huh. Eso sí es verdad.
El oscuro trae la luz.
Porque yo estaba un momento bien. Yo no quisiera. Él me apoyó en los momentos y un par de personas de mi equipo de trabajo. Man.
El video de Imaginándote. Ya salió. ¿Cuántos views tiene?
Todavía estamos ahora en el proceso, ya estamos hablando con los directores, ya el tratamiento básicamente está ready y yo creo que este fin de semana ya lo vamos a hacer.
So the audio version on YouTube.
Yeah, está en Spotify, en iTunes, en todas las plataformas digitales.
Oh, that's
y
great.
Yo puse el audio en YouTube y varios fanáticos lo han puesto en sus canales también, lo están apoyando.
Pregunta.
Dígame.
Where do you see yourself 2 years from now? I know that sounds like a rhetorical question. I know it sounds repetitive. Pero anybody who's really about doing this has a goal for themselves. What's your goal?
My goal, yo quiero básicamente no ser tanto artista. A mí me encanta la producción y yo quiero ayudar a artista a progresar también. Mi sueño es ver productor y artista
trabajando juntos,
la unión y ser una persona en la música que conecta los puntos importantes y no tan solo eso, yo quiero ver los productores que el trabajo que yo hace, que lo que le toque se le merece a los artistas. Esa es mi lucha contra la industria. Lo mío es pelear para que los artistas estén contentos y los productores y los ingenieros, que son la gente que están fajados en el estudio día y noche. Y los DJ también, los respeto mucho a ustedes, les doy la gracia también, que ustedes son una clave bien importante para nosotros en la música.
Hablando de fajarse uno con el otro, ¿tú has oído del lío de Pusha T y de Drake?
Sí, yo oí una cosa ahí con Drake y Pusha T, muchachos, y que se estaban en guerra.
Yo, Drake sacó un invoice y lo puso de que fees for reviving your career, and uff.
Oh my gosh.
How you charge somebody for doing that?
Bueno, pero 100,000.
El tipo le hizo un invoice.
Un invoice de 100,000.
A los dos, a Kanye y a Pusha T.
Solo le mandó un invoice a ellos de 100,000 cada uno. Ay mi madre. Bueno, yo no por nada, pero ese hombre está en fuego ahora mismo, Drake. Drake sacó algo, lo que hizo con God's Plan, eso fue especial.
Tú querías, tú no quería, o si quieres, trabajar con Drake.
Claro, ¿por qué no? Eso es lo que estamos tratando de hacer, de unir el mercado americano con el latino, y eso tiene muchos años tratando de unir ese puente. Y yo creo que ahora estamos en un momento. Ajá, ahora yo creo que estamos en el mejor momento porque ya ahora mucha edad y mucha familia mucha multicultural ahora están, mucho inglés en español.
El video, regalo de tu vida, ¿de quién es?
Bueno, Regalo de Vida fue el tema...
Regalo de Vida.
Perdón. Ese fue el tema que yo le producí a Papi Willo. Uh-huh. Uno de los temas que más views tiene de él ahora mismo, en este momento.
¿Cuántos views tiene?
El más éxito que ha tenido. Y eso fue en Ecuador, cuando nos fuimos para Ecuador.
¿Ese?
Ya, sí, ya casi...
Sí, vamos a subirlo. Vamos a darle play. ¡Música, maestro!
Denle play ahí. Casi 70 millones de views.
El concepto, lo que te da la canción junto con el video, man, y yo me quedé aquí como una película.
Mira, y
¿eso te pasó a ti?
No, eso fue una historia que me contó un amigo.
Oye, ¿y si ese hombre te coge con ese stainless que tenía ahí, loco? Oh, con
esa... No, pero es que eso era de mentira.
Bueno, Latin Will, Papi Willow, thank you so much for coming.
Muchísimas gracias.
I like what you do. Ustedes me caen bien.
Yeah.
What you do. I'm going to support it. Where can they find you guys? ¿A dónde te pueden seguir en las redes sociales?
Bueno, en todas mis redes sociales me pueden encontrar como @LatinWillMusic. Latin Will Music. Todo regular. YouTube, todo. Lo mismo. SoundCloud, Instagram, Facebook, todo.
Yeah, Papi Willow.
Yo soy Papi Willow, así mismo. Yo soy Papi Willow en lo que es Instagram, Twitter, Facebook me lo hackearon. ¿Cuál más está por ahí? Hay un montón. Snapchat, que no lo utilizo, fíjate, no lo utilizo. Yeah. Me dicen que lo use, pero...
¿Hay algo más que le quieren preguntar a los caballeros? ¿No? Bueno, Papi Willow...
Wait. Now that we hear it, I'm on eso. ¿Qué esperamos para el 2018, to 2019, de Latin Will? Sabemos que tú vas a salir, sacar tus temas, que Papi Willow está en alta y todo eso, pero ¿qué esperamos, finalmente for this year? What is your current goal versus, 5 years from now?
Bueno, mi objetivo es llegarle, que la música mía comience a llegar a la gente, darle buen contenido. El contenido mío es un poquito diferente, el contenido de nosotros. Estamos tratando de ir en un lane un poquito más limpio para que un niño de 6 años y una señora de 60 años pueda escuchar las canciones de nosotros, no ofendiendo a ninguno de los géneros, porque respeto, sí, yo respeto todo lo que, porque soy productor y yo tengo que producir temas mi objetivo es llegar a la gente y que el contenido mío le llegue a los masses.
Encima de eso, podemos saber, conocer más artistas con quien tú trabajas, tú sabes, quizás que la gente...
Sí, yo he trabajado con Mickey Woods. Soy parte de un crew en Puerto Rico, en Carolina, que se llama Los Terrícolas, Peachy Boys Cari, un saludo a mis hermanos. Tenemos un par de palos ahora mismo en la calle, yo trabajé mucho antes de morirme, y estamos clear, ahora mismo está en la calle, Peachy Boys Cari están ahora mismo calientes. Bueno, yo lo estoy representando aquí ahora en Nueva York a ellos, como parte de Los Terrícolas.
Muy bien. Otra pregunta. ¿Por qué muchos de los artistas comienzan como barbero? Todos los artistas que yo...
yo lo sé.
Todos los artistas con quien conozco, todos son barberos. No, es verdad. Yo quiero saber cuál es la... es por el arte.
El arte. El arte y el freedom que tú tienes, porque tú puedes irte a la barbería. Espérate que vengo ahora. Te vas para el show a las 5. Tú tienes el freedom y la conexión también. La barbería, el día entero tú escuchas música, tú escuchas todo lo que está pasando. Ajá, y las conexiones. Cuando tú eres barbero, tú eres consejero, mejor amigo, hermano, tú eres todo. Eso ya tú sabes conectarte con la gente.
Y para Papi Willow, ¿qué esperamos de usted este año? Any big songs que están en el camino? Que quizás, tú sabes, un big feature por ahí.
Sí, este verano yo vengo a desbordar porque tengo que sacar mucho tema. Yo salgo de aquí y voy para el estudio. Ayer estaba en el estudio. Mañana tenemos estudio. Ya mañana estoy con Latin Will. Le voy a sacar el jugo mañana en el estudio.
Prime ese tigre, sí.
Tenemos que hacer 3 temas antes de irme porque me tengo que ir ya pronto de aquí de Nueva York. Pero 3 temitas.
Pregunta, que estamos en eso. Son mucha la gente que saben la situación que está en Puerto Rico después de esa tormenta grande. Yo tengo familia para allá. Mi abuela dejó a mi abuelo porque ya ella no quiso saber más de Puerto Rico. Le dijo, oye, viejo, yo me voy para la Florida. Si tú quieres, tú puedes venir con nosotros. Si no, tú quedes. El viejo se quedó. Yo quiero saber... en este momento, ¿está todavía muy feo? O sea, ¿cuál es el cambio en los últimos, como vamos a decir, 4 o 5 meses? De esa
bueno, yo cuando pasó el huracán, yo estaba acá en los Estados Unidos. Fui a Puerto Rico 4 meses después. Y todavía se veía que no salía flores en los árboles. Estaba todo un desierto, estaba todo... Todavía no había luz y todavía creo que no hay luz en muchos sitios.
Yo básicamente viví el huracán. Eso fue una cosa increíble. Yo estaba allá, yo estaba viviendo en Puerto Rico, allá en Los Terrícolas, y es una situación bien crítica. Y lo que yo vi de la gente de Puerto Rico, que son una persona bien... Son peleadoras, luchadoras, y la unión que vi, eso me llenó el corazón. La unión que yo vi entre las personas, uno ayudándose al otro cuando uno se necesitaba ayuda, agua por aquí, comida, una comidita por aquí caliente, eso me hizo enamorarme más de Puerto Rico y volví ahora y volví para atrás, para el estudio y estaba terminando el álbum allá.
Siento lo que tú estás diciendo. Yo estaba viviendo, aunque ustedes lo recibieron, oye, pero yo estaba en Florida.
Mm. Irma le dio a ustedes.
Y Irma pasó con el... Wow.
Irma nos rozó a nosotros.
It was crazy. Sí. Pero digo eso para decir, ustedes los recibieron duro, pero nosotros sentimos lo que sentimos y yo sentía que el mundo se estaba acabando.
Imagina nosotros que lo pasó casi a categoría 5. Yo creo que la brisa hablaban sola. Yo me dormí con...
Estamos aquí.
Pero gracias a Dios estamos aquí. Y Puerto Rico, lo quiero mucho, República Dominicana. Pero Puerto Rico me abrió la puerta a mí y gracias. Eso le voy a agradecer. Y yo vuelvo a Puerto Rico porque estoy viviendo allá ahora. Sí. Muchísimas gracias. Hey, gracias por la oportunidad de tenernos aquí a nosotros dos, a mí, a Papi Willow.
Willow, óyeme, usted duro.
Gracias.